Even though we've lived through a city-flattening blizzard, the advent of a bear market, and umpteen presidential debates on TV, the year is still young. You still have some time to do some careful planning. Joining me with some predictions for what Congress will do to and about the federal workforce this year, Jessica Clement, Legislative Director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. Jessica, great to have you back.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
What do you expect Congress to do? They haven't really done much in the past year.
I think 2015 was a very successful year for federal employees and retirees. We started the year with a House budget that asked for $318 billion from federal employees and retirees, and not one of those provisions was signed into law last year. So I think Feds had a really good year in 2015. I think 2016 is going to start off very similar. Even though we had a two-year budget deal and top-year budget numbers are already set, I still expect the House and Senate to go through the budget process. I think it's reasonable to assume that House Budget Chairman Tom Price will include all $318 billion of cuts from last year's budget in the FY17 budget as well.
Maybe we should modify what happened last year. Was it a good year or was it a lack of bad year in 2015?
I think no matter how you look at it, Feds should be pretty happy of the fact that they had numerous associations working on their behalf that made sure that none of those things became law. I think it was a good year, and I hate saying that because it's now been 5-6 years where the federal community has been playing defense, and we're judging success by what doesn't happen instead of by what does happen. And that's a really unfortunate place to be in, but it is nonetheless where we are. So escaping a year in which $318 billion from your paycheck was asked for and your annuity, and it didn't happen. I think it's a good year. I'll take it.
All right. So looking ahead toward 2016 with regard to that $318 billion, tell us in more detail what you expect to happen.
So I expect the House and Senate will go through the normal budget process, even though they really don't have to, because we already have top-line budget numbers. And appropriators could really already be getting to work if they wanted to, because we had a two-year budget deal that President Obama signed into law in December. I think they're going to go through the budget process. And even though budget resolutions can't become law, they're resolutions. The reason we get all hot and bothered, for lack of a better term, over the budget resolution when it asks for that much money from federal employees is because once these ideas are down on paper and they have a dollar figure associated with them, I'll use the Congress was looking at a change in the rate of return on the Thrift Savings Plan G Fund last year. That was included in the House budget. According to them, it saved $32 billion. So when you have eight provisions in a House budget, all of which have a, quote, cost savings associated to them, ignoring the fact that that savings is a decrease in either pay or annuity for federal employees, it's that much easier to take those things and use them to offset costs of different legislation. And that's what we saw with the Senate highway bill last year. Under serious consideration in the Senate to take that change to the G Fund and use it to pay for our nation's highway programs. So that's why a budget resolution really makes us nervous in terms of where it goes after the budget process is over.
Because they've pretty much thrown sequestration out for a couple of years.
They have. The budget deal offsets sequestration for FY16 and 17 to the tune of $80 billion in that budget deal. And the Congress and the White House agreed to offset sequestration for 2 years without making the federal workforce pay for it. And I think that the fact that we had a two-year budget deal and federal employees were not included as the offset to do so was also a pretty big win for the federal community.
And just to play devil's advocate, the current rate of contribution to their retirement fund is pretty low by industry standards.
I think it's all in how you approach it. When Congress created the civil service retirement system, they said the employee is going to pay 7% and the agency is going to pay 7%. And that's how CSRS works. But FERS is a little different. Federal employees retirement system was created in the 80s. Everyone who started working for the federal government in the mid-80s and after is covered under FERS. And they pay into Social Security. Social Security, as anyone listening knows, is 6.2%. So because CSRS was 7%, Social Security is 6.2, Congress decided that FERS employees would pay then 0.8 to get to 7% because that's what CSRS was paying. I think it's worth noting that while 0.8% does seem like a very small percentage, FERS retirement pensions are also quite small. The average is less than $1,000 a month. It's smaller than your average Social Security benefit.
Yeah, so the idea there is really, what was the original deal and what is the reason for going back on something that has been an enduring deal for many, many years?
Decades. And I think you could have a conversation. Is this the right system? Is this what federal employees should be paying for what they get? But we're not having that conversation. Members of Congress want to increase what FERS employees pay because it saves money, not because it's the right thing to do, not because it's more fair, but because it saves the federal government money. And if you have any listeners who joined the civil service in the last 2 years, they also know they're not paying 0.8%. They're paying 4.4% for the exact same benefit that someone paying 0.8% gets.
Jessica Clement is Legislative Director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.